So the Mishnah. Shloisha achin, if you have three brothers. Shnayim mehem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two of them are married to two sisters. Shloisha achin, you have three brothers. Shnayim mehem, two of them ye nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two brothers married two sisters. V'yechod nosu nochris. And the third brother married from a stranger. Now, meis echod mibali achoyis. One of the two brothers that married a sister, sisters died. V'yekonas nesuyin nochris. Now the third brother that's married to a stranger, he's allowed to be miyabim, the first brother's wife. So he's miyabim, he made yibimino. Konas, he was miyabim. Yeah. And now this brother that made yibim dies. So now his two brothers fall to the second brother. So now, horishayna yoytzis mishum achoysisha. The first one, that his original wife, there's no mitzvah yibim on, to the third brother. Because that's his wife's sister. It's called Achayis Ishtoi. Omeiso Rishoyna is Omeiso Rishoyna Yotze Mishum Achayis Isha. The first wife that he had, she's a sister to the second one's wife. So she does not fall Yibam. Ushniya, now the second wife, the original wife of the second brother, which is really a Nochrius, should have been Mutta, is still Asa. Why? Mishum Tzerasa. Because she's called the Tzara Tzerva. To the second, third brother. In other words, what happened was two brothers married two sisters, right? Now, one of those brothers died. So one sister fell to the third brother. Now, when this third brother dies, the wife that he was miyavim doesn't fall to yibum to the other brother, because that's a sister. So the halacha is, Sarah Sarah is also put them in a yibum. So this second one, second wife, even though she's only a stranger to the next brother, but since his second wife is a sister to his wife, that's called the Sarah Sarah, that she's also. Mishum Tzerasa. What about now? Also, b'mayim merumeis nochris. Let's say the noch would happen. If one brother died, married, and was married to one of the sisters, and now the nochris, the second brother, didn't really be miyavim her yet. He only made maimer in it. That's all. Just made maimer. Umeis, and now he dies. In such a case, nochris chaletzis lemis yabemis. You should know his wife. That's not the sister. There is a mitzvah yibum midiraisa, because maimer is not kenyan midiraisa. But I call upon him with the Rabbanon, though you can't be miyabim, because with the Rabbanon, though is cool with Tzara Serva, and therefore the din is chalitza you have to give, but not yibim. But taima diyavah b'maimer, one because you made maimer. Hola yavah b'maimer, nochris yivum inami miyavma. But if he didn't make maimer, then when the second brother died, like, the third brother can be miyabim, his wife. On Rav Nachum and Zoy Samaris, and here we see, ein zika, kafilu b'chad acha. You don't hold the side of zika even with the Rabbanon. Because you would hold Yei Zika when the first brother died, his wife, which was a sister, automatically fell to the Nochris, to the second brother who was married a stranger. So now, his wife automatically is a little bit married to the second brother. So when the second brother dies, Lukuri is like two wives now, fall to the third brother. So the one wife that's a sister for sure doesn't fall. So it should be a Tzara Tzerva, she should also not fall at all. And Akam HaMishnah says, without Maimah she does fall. It's a Raya, we all Dain Zika. There's no attachments at all before you make Maimah or anything. Just the fact you have Zika doesn't have any Kinyan at all. Yeah. Next Mishnah says, Shloisha Achin, you have three brothers. Shinayin Mehem Nisuyin Shtei Achoyis. Two of them are married to two sisters. V'yechod Nosin Ochris. Again, the same case, the third brother married a stranger. Now, meis hanosu nochris. The one brother that married the stranger, she's not a sister, she's not in the family, he died first. V'ikonas echod mibali achoyis, esishtoi. Now, one of the two brothers that are alive was v'yabem that yavama, his mutter. Now, meis, and now the second brother dies. So, harishoina, his original wife, pshita, is yaitzayis mishum achoyis isha. When his original wife falls to the third brother now, there's no mitzvah yibum. She's a total erva. She's lamish your wife's sister. She's nachoyis isha. Ushniya, now the second wife that the second brother had, that he was miyabim, the first one's wife, is also mishum tzarasa. She's also part of from yibum because of a tzaras erva. She was married to the she was the second wife to the sister. So she's a tzaras erva, part of from yibum. What about also b'maimer umeis? Again, where the first brother died. And neither of the two brothers made anything yet. They didn't make yibum yet. They only made maimer. Also b'maimer umeis. And now the second brother died. Is nochrius, his original wife, that's a nochrius, is chotzis loy misyavmais. You have to give a chalitza because midiraisa vada is a mitzvah yibum, because there's only at most maimer is only kinyan the rabbanon, and therefore leimis yabemis. Since midirabbanon you're only koino, so midirabbanon we say she's like a tzoras erva. The maisha she was married to you, and the same time the sister was married to you, so the sister's potter from yibum because she's a sister to the other one. So while then the second wife is also potter. But it's only midirabbanon because maimer is only koino midirabbanon. Therefore the locher is chaltzois chaletzas leimis yabemis. Mor says now, Hosul Amali. What do we need a second case for? Hainuach, this is the first case in the first Mishnah. Hainuach, Samor says, Hashta, Umahosom the Achois Isha, Heve Tsarul and Ocharis, Madak over there, Umahosom the Achois Isha, the sister's wife, Heve Tsarul and Ocharis. She was a sorrow to the stranger. Omru Amarta, you said, Nochris Asura, this is in Isra and the Nochris, because she's a sorrow servo. Ha'ocha, the Nochris have a tzara li'achos isha. Hear that the Nochris is a tzara to the achos isha le'kol shechein. For sure she's an erva. So what's the chiddush here? So Gemara says in Echnami, Tona ha'ach, Tona bereisha. It learned the second case first. Va'ach chaz yolatera. And first they thought the first case is muta, v'sharya. Va'ode chaz yolisura. And then they said, no, even in the first case also she's also to you. V'yadi the chavivolei, since it's a big chiddush over there, kodma, therefore we put that Mishnah first. Either once you have the first Mishnah, for what purpose do we need the second Mishnah? That's the klal, o Mishnah lezozimim koima. You don't move a Mishnah away from its place. Since it was put there first, we don't put it away from its place. And Rashi says, Hainu hach means v'koshrenhu, ta'ashda, v'mahosom d'nochris ikar. Nisuyehi diachoisisha noflo lehom v'nasis sarosa v'maimer osarosa madach with the Ika wife was the nochris, the stranger. Still we say she becomes osa because the sister fell leziko with a maimer sohocho diachoisisha Ika. Here where the brother was married the sister originally, that was his first wife, the sister. And when he dies, for sure his wife is potter from Yibum, and for sure she potters with Sora. So what do we need two cases for? The pshat is that first we held only the second case. But in the first case, where Yikra wife was the Nochris. That was Yikra wife. Now the first brother died and was married to his sister. So his wife is like, you made Maima with. I would think maybe that's nothing. Then when he dies, it's not called the Tzoras Erva. Because his Yikra wife was the Nochris. So maybe it will not be called the Tzoras Erva. Only where your Yikra wife, your first wife, was the sister. And then if you have Maima to a second one, then when you die do we say that the wife is called the Tzoras Erva. But in the first case, maybe not. So that's why we need two Chidushim. Even in the first case also is considered a Tzoras Erva. So the Mishnah. Shloi Sha'achin, you have three brothers. Shanai Mehem, Nisuyin, Shtei Achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. V'yechod Nosi Nochris. And one was married to a stranger. It's the same case again. Now, Meis Echod Mibali Achoyis. One of the brothers that married the sisters died. And the second brother that married a stranger was Miyavim, his wife. Umeisa. And now the second brother dies. Is Umeisa Ishtoi Shosheni. No. Umeisa Ishtoi Shosheni. And first now, the second brother's wife dies. So now, there's no more two sisters involved. V'yakakach Meis Nosi Nochris. And then the other brother that was married a stranger, he died. Is a reizu asurolov elomis. Hoyo v'nesro ler shrachas. Since she was also tim at one time, she remains itzel li'elom. That's the chiddush here. Again, there were three brothers, two married, two sisters. One married a stranger. Now, meis echad mibali achoyis. One of the brothers who married a sister, he died first. So his wife, at that time, she was also to one brother. Because to one brother, she's his wife's sister. So at that time, she was asura. Now the second brother is muta to her, he was only married to Nochris, he was miyabimu. Now, the chiddush is even though the other brother's wife dies, and now the second brother dies also. So his wife now falls to the third brother, and right now she's not called his wife's sister, because his wife died already, so really right now there should be an itzus yibum. But since she was once also, there was once an afilul yibum, that at that time there was a pturin yibum, because she was an achois isham, the lacharis, she remains with the Easter Erev of Eshesach le'olam, and she never becomes mutter to you. Once she's lost with one time, this Easter remains le'olam. That's the klal here.
Shuachas. This the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Rav. You should know the klal is that kol yevama, any kreis by yevama, shein ani kara bo v'shas nefilah, I don't call it that time, at the time of nefilah, yevama yovel leho, when your brother dies, if I don't say right now there's a mitzvah to do mitzvah yevum, the klal is harehi keshes ach sheyesh labonim. There's a sometime like here, your brother's wife was your wife's sister. Therefore, right now there's no mitzvah yibum. Since right now there's no mitzvah yibum, your brother's wife remains to you keishasach sheish lebonim. She's like an erver to you, like there's no mitzvah. She's your brother's wife without a mitzvah. The yasura she remains osel yelam. Like we said, even in the case later when your wife dies, still she remains osel to you. So the Gemara, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush here? Tanini, we learned this already one time. Harezu asur olav elamis. Hoyel v'nesu olav shorachas. We learned this already. That at any time of Yibum, she becomes also to you, so she remains like an, at least at the beginning, so she remains like an eish esach, she eish labonim, and she's also li'elam. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So Gemara says, now the time I would have thought, Hani, Mili, when do I say this? Nesra, heched lo yischad yilav in the filu rishena. When she wasn't fit in the first nefilah. But when she was fit in the first nefilah, and the tishdori, maybe she would become muta later, kamash malon, that no, still she doesn't become muta. The Rashi says, So maybe
you won't say nesra.
The filu rishonim is like this. First, one brother died, he was married one sister. Now, his wife fell to the other brother, but at that time, that brother was potter. Because he has his wife, that's the sister, there's no mitzvah yibum. So at that time, he was potter. Now, 2 days later, before any brother did anything, his wife also died. So now, the maisa, that brother now is mutter to her. It's no more achos ishtoi. So that's the chiddush. Even though at the beginning of this nefilah itself, true was asur, but right away she became mutter, this nefilah itself. So maybe I would say she remains mutter, that's the commercial note. Even in the first nefilah, if at one time, first she was asur to you, because first that was your wife's sister, even though tomorrow your wife dies, and now she's no more your wife's sister, she should be mutter to you, but that's called nesra. Since she was asur one time, she remains asur. So the Mara Naima Tanina, we also learned like this. That Shnei Achim, two brothers, Nesuyin Shnei Achoyes, were married two sisters. Meis Echad Mehen, one of the two brothers dies, V'yakakach Meis Ishta Shosheni, and then the second one's wife dies. Is still Harezu Asur Olav Alamis, like our Mishnah, that you should know, since at the time of the Nefilah, when your first brother died, that wife was your wife's sister, so she's a Turin Yibum, she was also to you at that time, the Klal is, Asur Olav Alamis, she always remains also to you. Hoyo v'nes v'olav shurachas, since she was asked to you one time. It was his mother, say my word of thought. Hosu mudi yitchilo mehai beis legamri. There she's also from this house legamri. Aber hosu mudi yitchilo mehai beis. Mother Tema, Hosu mudi yitchilo mehai beis legamri. Havalocha le yitchilo mehai beis legamri, aim amigu. Tichate lehai nosu nochris. Because in Amalahai kamash v'lon. Over there the case is there are only two brothers. So when the first brother dies, at that time there's no mitzvah yibum at all to her. Because there's only one brother, other alive, that's married his sister, her sister. So there was a one time that she's potter, she goes, gets married. So since she's mamish mutter legamri, there's no mitzvah yibum, that remains also li'elam. But maybe in our case it's not so bad. Our case is where there are three brothers. So true, one brother died, man was married to a sister. So the time he died right now, his wife doesn't fall to one brother. But she falls to the other brother. So there is a mitzvah yibum yet. Now when the second brother's wife dies, so now she's no more erva to him, maybe I would think she does become mutter. That's the kamash malon. No, even then still she remains also. So at the Mishnah. Shloish achin, you have three brothers. Shinayin mehem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Again, two of them married two sisters. V'yechad nosin nochris. One is married a stranger. Now girish echad mibali achoyis es ishtoi. One of the two brothers married the two sisters, gave his wife a get. Now, umeis nosu nochris. What happened was, the brother was married a stranger, he died. Fikonso ha-megarish. Now, the one that gave his wife a get made yibum. So that one now married this other one's wife. umes, and now this brother dies. Hezui sham, this is what we learned. The chulan shemesu or nizgarshu tsarasei mutaris. Yishnah lochriz the tsaras takamuta. Since you already gave a get to your first wife, the sister, now when you miyabim the second one, the nochriz, the stranger, shila meiser is a stranger. So when the second brother dies, his wife, the stranger now, falls to the third brother. So about the third brother is mutter to her. At one time, the second brother was married a sister, but he already gave her a get already before him. Since he gave her a get already, it's not called the Tsaras Erev for the second wife. The Gemara's not dying like this though. Taima, what's the reason of our Mishnah? To Girish. So at first, the first brother gave his wife a get. V'yacha kach meis. And then the second brother died, and then he was miyabim his wife. So there's never a time they were married together. Avu meis. What's going to be the opposite way? V'yacha kach girish. Let's say first, one brother dies, and then first he gives his wife a get, as takasura, maybe then it would be yasa. This is Rashi. Time of the Gears Rashi, Baal HaChoyes Tchila. V'yachakach meis nesuyin nochris. T'yafilu v'zika le'nasis sarosim yirlam. Ho meis nosin nochris. Let's say first the brother that's married, a stranger died. And mainly his wife now, v'huskukon nochris la'bal yachoyis. And she is zokik now to the two brothers. V'yachakach girish. And then one brother gives his wife a get. V'nosu l'zu. And then he's miyavimom. Ho'il v'kredim shigirish nasis sarosim v'zika. Asur al'ochiv. That's mashma. In other words, even if you gave, if your one brother, the Nochrius, died first, then his wife is Zokuk to one brother. So at that time, Ziki is Ziki according to her. So she Lamais is a Tsaras Erva now. So when he dies, if he would only make, if he wouldn't have made given a get, so he would say now when he dies, since Yodye Zika they're attached, so Lamais, both of them now fall to the third brother. And one of them is his brother's, his wife's sister. She's an erva, so there's no yibman either with the sorrow either. But since he gave her a get first, that's the reason why there's no din yibum. There is a din yibum. But mashma, if first zika took place and then you gave a get to his wife, it wouldn't help you. So Ravashi says, "There's a mess. That's a proof. Ye zika, we hold ye zika taka. That zika means something. And I feel of a treyach, even though he had the nochris, the brother that married the stranger died first." And his wife now falls to two brothers. Still we say Yezi, because she's like attached to both brothers. And therefore, you couldn't make Yibum. I feel betray Achi. You say Yezi, I mean you say Yezi. And therefore, if you didn't give a get yet, later when he dies, it won't help to be Miyabma. It'll be called the Tsaras Erva. So where it says now, Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, the Chura, Kasha, the Rav Nachman, the Kasha and Rav Nachman. When Rav Nachman knows not like that, Rav Nachman knows you don't say Yezi by, like Rashi before, the Daik Liel Mistamas Nisin Zaysmeras Ain Zika Filu Bechadacha. According to Stephen, the two Mishnais in here. The Mishnah before we were Daik Ain Zika Filu by one. And now we say, no, Yo Jay given by two. It's one Mishnah after another. It's a Kasha that says such a zero, one Mishnah after the other Mishnah. So Marzal Malach Ravashi, Hu Adin Diaflaga Deloyavid Vamimer. Even if he didn't make Mimer. I'd say the same thing would be Nochrius Michlas Kolti Bumalam Yavma. No, even without Maimer, the same thing. You can't make Chalitza. But what Tommy Maimer as the first Dik is wrong. That's what you want to say only because of Maimer. But Zika by itself means nothing, that's wrong. Really, even without Maimer, also be the same Malach. It's the old Yeh Zika. Why does it say Maimer? But what Tommy Maimer, Lafuke Beishamai. It's going to teach us not like Beishamai. The Yami Beishamai Shita is that